From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Trump administration has acknowledged there has been direct contact between the U.S. government and North Korea. Mike Gracia has that update.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo made a recent trip to North Korea, where he met with leader Kim Jong-un ahead of a potential summit between Kim and President Donald Trump. That's according to two officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the meeting publicly. The Trump-Kim meeting could happen within the next couple of months. Yesterday, Trump said the U.S. and North Korea are holding direct talks at extremely high levels in preparation for a possible summit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
International chemical weapons inspectors do not appear to have visited the site of a suspected attack in Syria after days of delays by Syrian and Russian authorities. Syria's UN ambassador said that only a UN advanced security team had entered. The U.S. State Department has accused the Syrian government and its ally Russia of trying to cover up the alleged April 7th attack.
The longer that it takes to get OPCW inspectors in to take a look at soil samples and other information that they can get in the ground, that delay further degrades any evidence that's on the ground. So that is our chief concern.
Spokeswoman Heather Nauert said on Tuesday that the evidence is at risk of decaying as delays continue. One passenger was killed and seven hurt Tuesday when an engine aboard a Southwest Airlines flight from New York to Dallas failed, forcing the jet to make an emergency landing. Officials from the National Transportation Safety Board have not said the cause of the female passenger's death. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has passed away at the age of 92. Sagar Magani remembers.
Barbara Bush once said she had the best job in America. As First Lady, she said some days were just plain fun. Her marriage to George H.W. Bush lasted 73 years, the longest in White House history. She may have looked like the nation's grandmother with her white hair and fake pearls, but daughter-in-law Laura Bush said she was less like the sweet Aunt Bee and more like Don Corleone, the matriarch who kept the family in line with a ferociously tart tongue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pernell Murdoch reports that Facebook is introducing more privacy safeguards to users in Europe as part of efforts to comply with new rules meant to make it easier for consumers to give and withdraw consent for the use of their data.
The company says in a statement Tuesday that it will begin asking European customers this week for permission to use features like facial recognition and some types of targeted advertising. The privacy law is the latest attempt by EU regulators to rein in mostly American tech giants who they blame for avoiding tax, stifling competition, and encroaching on digital privacy rights. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
The new United Nations Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, warned the Security Council that reports of possible military operations around a major urban center and a vital port could ruin any hopes of ending the country's civil war. Cindy Sain has more.
The UN Security Council discussed the world's worst humanitarian crisis Tuesday.
Three-quarters of the population, more than 22 million people, urgently require some form of humanitarian help.
The new UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, said he will push hard for peace, planning to put a framework for political negotiations to the Security Council within the next 2 months. He worries the conflict may get worse.
Unconfirmed reports that movements of forces in Yemen are on the increase.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Tens of thousands of people have been detained in China's troubled far western region of Xinjiang amid a deepening crackdown on Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China. Laura Stone, the acting deputy assistant secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, told reporters in Beijing that the mass detentions in so-called political re-education centers, quote, paints a disturbing picture and called on the Chinese authorities to have a more transparent and accountable system. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.